It's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so weak?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin in Cherche, France. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our hosts Kevin and Cher from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, so glad each and every one of you joined us for the program today. It's actually a whole new program, new series, new
directions. Are you guys just ready
direction.
For this? I don't know. I think everybody's got to, like, we went deep into the word of the miracles of Jesus.
And it was powerful.
I think today
it
was powerful. It was powerful, and today is a good day to... We're going to regroup a little bit.
Yep.
Take a breath. And now we're going to focus on something that we thought would be really helpful for you guys. It's a completely, like you said, changing gears, but we're still in the beginning of January, and I think it would be really cool to walk through a bunch of different ways that you can study the word.
I think this is a very the Bible.
Practical way to apply, like a how-to day today, and just bring up some of these I had never heard of.
Sure.
So just new ways. And some of them, like, oh, I do that all the time. I mean, I didn't have the technical, you know, we've got some, like, names of these methods of study. I was like, oh, that's what that's called. You know, I just, we draw, because of how we all learn differently, right? Some of us need to, how do you learn? Do you, like, hear and see? Do you like to write?
I'm a visual learner for sure.
Right.
Pictures, diagrams, I learn better that way, but I've taught myself how to, you know,
read as a pastor, and study and do all
of that. But my primary, like, I always did good in science class in high school because they had graphs and pictures and I could, like, snapshot it in my mind and then fill in the blanks on the test and stuff like that. You know?
See, I always loved my, I was that girl that had, like, do you remember those? They probably still have them, those ink pens. I loved these ink pens, but you could push down one side and it was red,
and
then you could turn it. Like, I had one of those pens, and when I took notes, it was just my notes. It's all because I'm a writer.
Right.
And so I am a visual too, but I like to hear it, write it, see it again. Hear it, write it, see it. You know, I'll write everything out just to write it. Just to learn it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So. Like when I read my Bible, I actually, everything I'm reading, because just this past year in 2022, I was like, I'm going to read my whole Bible. I haven't finished yet. I started it midway.
Yeah.
And, you know, I highlighted every line as I went through it. And if it was a guy talking, I did it in blue. If it was a girl talking or about women or about men, you know, I would do the girls in pink. And then if it was Jesus or God or him talking or saying anything, I'd do that in yellow.
Yeah.
And then if it was sin or something bad or, you know, I would do that in orange, like hellfire, right? You know? And then I had purple for prophecy. If it was a prophecy, I would do it in purple. But, you know, it takes you a little longer to read when you're highlighting everything.
Yeah.
But I'd found that I would read each line probably 2-3 times while I was highlighting them as I went along. And it was good. Now I go back and I can tell what each thing is.
Yeah.
So that's a unique thing that I've done.
That's interesting.
In my study.
I know people that they consider the Bible so holy that they won't put one mark on the Bible.
Right. No.
And, you know, to each their own. But I'm like, well, that is our study book, you know, and like how really we're not saying there's right or wrong way. It's just it's out of curiosity because everybody learns differently. And however you want to do it, you know, as long as you're in the Word, if we have taught you one thing throughout the last, 6-7 months we've been doing this is you need to know the Word.
Absolutely.
You need to know the Word. If you do not know the Word, you're going to...
So I got a funny story.
The enemy will try to crush you.
I got a funny story about my Bible.
Yeah.
Very first Bible that I got, you know, as I was a new believer, and I, you know, had it in my truck.
Right.
And, you know, it's brand new Bible, you know, it's still the old King James Version, you know, back then.
Right.
You know, this is like 1988, 89, you know, and my best friend borrowed my truck on his honeymoon.
Okay.
And, you know, he actually, you know, he dipped in stuff at the
time. Oh, this is Paul.
And he actually spilled his spit cup in my new Bible. So my Bible, I still have it.
Do you
and it's got spit, like, tobacco stains through it,
gross.
And then I've spilled Mountain Dew in it. I can shake my Bible, and there's food crumbs that come out of it.
Gosh, so yes.
Stuff like that. So, I mean,
that is
I'll
so
just
funny.
Say that's funny, too.
He's telling that story because we borrowed his truck when we got married. That was my husband's. I'm so grateful God set him free of that terrible,
absolutely.
Yucky addiction. I hate it. Oh, we've got stories for days about that I don't want to gross anybody out.
It's
I mean,
okay.
He's just spit in Mountain Dew cans, and I accidentally picked up one time and drank it.
No,
it was absolutely disgusting. I mean, I didn't talk to him.
That's one level of spit you don't want.
No,
you know,
that
from
is
your
not
husband,
the,
you know, kiss spit's fine.
Oh, I don't even want to kiss spit. Kiss. Anyways,
we're regressing. We're back.
We're back. We went down some trails here, but we told you we were going to reset today.
Yeah,
this is
going to
be a little bit more of a fun day. So let's talk about some of the different, I mean, I don't know if we'll be able to get through all of these, but maybe we pick out some that we really like, because there's so many different ways that you can learn. And like we said, there's not just one way that's the right way.
No.
If you're learning the word, then you're learning the word. But we thought
and
this
like
might
you
be
said,
good.
We're all different types of learners as well. You know, some people are readers, some people are visual, you know.
Right. So you mentioned this one, but the first one that is kind of popular is reading the entire Bible.
Right.
I call it the read the entire Bible method is what we're going to call it. And
yeah,
so this
it is.
Yeah, it's where you know, you could read the Bible completely through, you know, every couple of months, once a year, once every couple of years, you know, that people do this.
Every couple
you know.
Of months is pretty aggressive.
That would be,
you don't have a whole lot of a life if you're reading the Bible all the way through every couple of months,
but
people do it.
Maybe there's people that really do it that way.
That's their love and their passion, but, you know, my life will, I push for the once a year plan, you know,
right.
And that's what I was working on. You know, with my other one, but
so here's a thought of about this. So if you read 3 1/4 chapters per day, or around 12 to 15 minutes a day, you could get through the entire Bible. So this is just some goals you could set. If you want to read through the Bible, if you read for 15 minutes a day, about three chapters, you could get through the entire Bible in a year.
Nice.
So that's something that, you know, you could. And
so what if I wanted to read it every 3 months?
So
then I think
you can.
I think we figured it out. It was like by reading 13 chapters a day, and that's about 50 to 60 minutes
1 hour,
per day.
Right.
You know, this could be done, you know, having 2 30-minute Bible reading sessions a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, which isn't that aggressive, you know.
But you could do that.
That's
you
could, 3 months.
That's 3 months. That's
yeah.
wild, right? So, you know, some of the things about this method that if you were considering doing, or you're like, oh, I've never read the Bible all the way through, something that can mess people up is when they try to read straight from Genesis to Revelation. Because when you get into, like, the book
Leviticus.
Of Numbers and Leviticus, it can really just, you end up putting it down because it's just a lot, and then you don't pick it back up again.
Yeah.
So they say
it's tough to chew through some of those.
Yeah, a really good idea is to read some in the Old Testament and some at the New Testament
at the same time. Yeah,
and that
bounce
way,
around a little.
Yeah, you're bouncing around a little bit. So that's just
that is a good idea.
Yeah. So you want to let's read this next one. Yeah. You want to go?
Sure. You know, what about the expositional method?
It sounds so.
Theological.
Yeah, it sounds so important.
Now, what is the expositional method, Cher?
So it's when you study a single book in the Bible really deeply. You know, the word exposition means to expose. So a good example of this is like Nehemiah. If you remember when the Levites read the book of law to the Israelites and they explained it to them. I think we have that scripture. Do you want to read it?
Sure. Yeah. It's in Nehemiah, and it's chapter 8, verse 7 and 8.
Says, oh, it's a lot of names. Let's see how you do.
Yeah, it's like Yeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin. Man, it sounds like a reggae song.
Keep going.
Doesn't it? Hold on.
Right.
Cheshub, son of Sherebiah, Jamin, No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, the names are Shebathai, Hodai, Masai, Kelita, Zariah, Jozabad, Hanan, and Peleah. all of whom were Levites, were teaching the people the law as the people remained standing. They read from the book of God's law, explaining it and imparting insight, and thus the people gained understanding from what was read.
So that's what this is. This is the exposition. It's more than simply just reading the words on the page, but it's purposeful reading with the intent of finding the meaning and application of the whole book. It's like understanding the verses in the context that they're in. So this is a good one.
Some of the most popular ones that people do with that are like the book of Revelation.
Right.
You know, they'll be like, I really want to understand this book. And people will break that down and do an expositional study on that. I've seen people do it on the Psalms. I've seen people do it on the Proverbs. Those are two other big ones where people like to do that. So pick one if you're into this study, you know, maybe start with Proverbs and read a proverb a day, you know.
Well, you pick a book of the Bible and you study it. You can read like the introductory parts of the book, like where was it and, you know, where was this located? When was this written?
The whole history of it, yeah.
The background of it. And then, you know, take notes while you're reading. This is another thing about this type of study that's really good. You take the notes, you write down details, you ask yourself questions, you know, you do the research and you stop and go until you get more clarity. So that's
like
another
good one.
I like to
read other people's commentaries and stuff as well, you know.
We use the Enduring Word.
Yeah, the Enduring Word.
That's a good example.
You know, and even with the other type that we talked about when you're trying to do a through-the-year Bible, we didn't really mention that you can go on the Bible app. You can go to different
versions
and find a year or half year or whatever study. So there's a lot of tools out there with the internet, guys. It's really good.
So the second one, is the second one or third one?
It's the second.
Second one was the, I think this is the third one.
You're right.
Yeah, we got it labeled wrong here on my papers.
Right.
But I use this one a lot. You probably do too. The topical method, which is a topical study in the specific theme or subject in the Bible. You know, so in other words, like the names of God, the characteristics of God. We've done the fruits of the Spirit. You know, with you guys.
Yeah.
Spiritual disciplines, prayer. You know, pick a topic that you are interested in learning more about, and then go through the Bible and find things on that topic.
And that's what we say that Turn the Light On is. It's a topical Bible study, you know. On the program. That's how we do the program a lot.
But we also went through chronological order of the miracles.
But it was still topical in the nature that it
was the topic of
all
of
the healings that Jesus did, the miracles of Jesus. It's kind of like both. So we can mix it all up. So we got topical and
So that's another really good one we can use. I mean, I want to get through a couple more of these. I think this is the fourth one. We got our numbers wrong.
So the fourth one is actually the biographical method.
Okay.
You know, that sounds a little intense.
Right. Well, it's another way you can grow reading the Bible by simply studying a specific Bible character. And so doing it this way is like researching. It's a biography, if you think about it. So it's a biography of a person in the Bible.
Right. So a lot of people do that over King David.
David.
I've been doing that personally with Samson.
Yeah.
I've been reading about him and researching his strengths and weaknesses, his victories and failures, all the different life-changing experiences that they went through. And that can help you to find insight in your own life. You know?
Right. Well, and you study all the major passages that cover that person's life, and you focus on all the things that you just mentioned, and then you can discern the life principles that they learned and the things that maybe they overcame or that they dealt with and how they did it and their victories that they had throughout the Bible in their journey. And you can apply those to your own life and how those things can help you grow.
It's kind of like that whole, don't make the same mistakes they did.
Well, you know,
do the good things that they did and you'll do well.
The
Bible's really good about helping us with that stuff.
If there's anything we learn, like through the miracles of Jesus, is the intentional purpose of every single thing that we watched him do. And that is the same with God, and everything that is in the Bible has purpose and meaning. And we should. I mean, if they're in the Bible and there's a story about them, there's purpose and meaning in that for us to learn. So another one is it's the Bible memory method. And, you know, this one.
Oh, everybody's favorite.
Yeah, this is the one that's
some scripture.
This is one. I think it's neglected. I don't think we have a lot of people who really have the Bible memorized.
And yeah, back in the day, it was always the 3x5 cards in your front pocket. You know,
that's
and
you're how just you learn through school.
Boom, boom, right. Boom, boom. Right. Reading it.
I think this is one we should circle back to.
Committing it to memory. You know.
Yeah, a lot of people should be doing this one. I mean, in Psalms 119:11, David said, "In my heart, I store up your words so that I might not sin against you."
Yeah.
You know, he was saying, I memorize these things that you've placed on my heart so that I know them, you know?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think by memorizing scripture, David found strength to conquer temptation. And, you know, similarly, when we're tempted by Satan, you know, or we're in a wilderness experience
Jesus,
you know, always spoke to the enemy with scripture, so it's powerful. You know, maybe I'm battling sickness in my body, Cher, and I need to stop for a minute and memorize some scriptures on healing.
Right.
You know, and begin to speak those over my life.
That's
because
right.
The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Well, where's the power of the tongue really truly found? It's found in the memorized scripture of the Bible that you're willing to regurgitate and speak over your life.
Well, if we step back to Jesus in the wilderness, you know, Satan tempted him with the word, but it was twisted. He didn't have the complete when he said the word, but he was using it out of context. And Jesus,
right.
Knowing and memorizing and knowing that word, was able to speak back to him and clarify what he was doing. So, you know, we're not saying it's easy to break down, you know, memorizing things, but there are some things we thought it would be easier if we put them in little chunks for you that you might be able to do.
I mean, it takes dedication to memorize scripture, you know, verse by verse and repetitive things,
right?
You know, and then to keep it memorized too, you know. I mean, how many things have you heard in church? You ever had somebody come up to you and go, hey, what was the message about Sunday on Wednesday?
Yeah, and you're like,
oh, it was really good, you know,
really good,
it was about Jesus.
Right. Well, right. I mean, and if anything, I think it's so important, it's a daily thing. So find one of these that works for you and start getting into it. Like, here's some things that you can do. If you wanted to do one verse a month, you know, that would equal
12 new scriptures a year
that you would memorize. I mean, just decide you're going to learn or memorize one
60
new
scriptures in 5 years.
That's a good little arsenal. Amazing, right?
That's a
you
good
know,
little arsenal.
Or if you do one verse every 2 weeks, you know, that's 26 a year.
I mean,
I'm just doing math here, but like we're
it's
trying
125
to
in 5 years.
Stir up, right? Stirring,
or
you
more,
know,
just a little more.
If you want to do one verse a week, you would have 52 in a year. I mean, that's pretty amazing. You could have 52 scriptures. You learned one scripture a week. And that's, like you said, memorizing it. You got to be able to go back and retrieve it.
Keep going back and get it, yeah.
Right, but, you know, that's a...
It's an amazing method. Amazing method.
It really is. So, here's
another one. What's another one?
Yeah. Let's do... I think this is the sixth one, maybe?
Yep, number six.
Meditation method. And let's really quickly, you know, meditation's been twisted into this new age thing, but meditating, right? Stop.
You need to stop doing that.
Stop it. stop it. But yeah, the meditation method.
I was just holding it there for a second. I was trying to figure out what I was going to say next.
You were saying,
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you know, we know that meditating on things is not evil. It's what you meditate on, you know.
Exactly.
It's like saying, you know, a butter knife is dangerous. It's, you know, it's you use it to put jelly on your bread or you
right.
know, someone could try to hurt somebody with it. But
right.
it doesn't mean, you know, so it's how meditation is used. But this is based on Psalm 1:2, where David described how God blessed the person who meditated on God's law day and night. So there is a place for meditating on the word, you know?
Sure, absolutely. You know, and I think we have to learn to bring things continually before our hearts and before our minds. And that's really what that is. You know, a person can read one verse or a couple of verses over and over again, noting keywords and being
right.
repetitious in that.
Right.
You know, the context, the grammar, all the elements of that text, you know. But ultimately, the goal is to understand it, apply it, and even pray that scripture.
Right, right. So I like that. That's a good one.
You know?
That's a good one.
Yep.
So here's another one, the devotional method.
Oh, here
and
we go.
So yep. It's where the Bible study method is very popular. This is one a lot of people use.
A lot of people.
It's like Christians allow a devotional book to kind of direct their Bible study. Nothing wrong with that.
I've written devotionals before.
Right. So you have this daily devotional that you spend your quiet time while you're having your coffee or whatever, and you spend that time with the Lord, and you know, each chapter of this book focuses on a different verse or verses to read. And, you know, different articles and stories that they wrap around
things
it.
Things for marriages, mm-hmm. things for women, or the men's devotional or the teenager's devotional, you know.
Yeah, I think something really important to mention for me when I see that is that it's extremely popular, but I don't think it should be your only source or only method use, because it tends to be more, you know, make the reader more dependent on a second resource.
It's kind of milky too, you know.
It can be a little fluffy.
It's
a little fluffy.
That's all. But it's okay. It's still good. It's better than nothing.
Hey, if you're just starting, it's a really good way to kind of just get familiar with, you know, throwing those things around. And we've got just a couple more minutes. You want to do one or two more?
Yeah, we've got the Bible survey method.
I'd never heard of this. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
The purpose of the survey method is to gain a general understanding of every book of the Bible. See, I went to Bible college, and we had to do this, learn
every
book and what they were, the major prophets, the minor prophets.
Did you do the survey
New Testament,
books?
The Old Testament survey. I did the New Testament survey.
Okay,
yeah,
so you use these survey books.
But what it does is it teaches you the general outlines of the books, you know, and what their purpose is and what they were trying to teach through those, and then you begin to understand them even more as you read them, because you've got the outline and you understand what the author was trying to say.
Is this like a study Bible? Because I know that my study Bible, when I go down and read all the bottom parts of it, it does help me know like the author, the date that it was written,
major
the historical
themes.
Background, the, you know, in the book, or what the main parts of the book. So I think maybe the study Bibles that are out there probably have the same kind of survey method. And I think
Proverbs is like a book of wisdom, you know? So it's like, you want to learn to be wise, read the book of Proverbs. You want to learn not to make mistakes in life, read the book of Proverbs.
Right, I think
that
it could,
kind of thing.
Yeah, go even deeper than that. But,
well, for sure. But
yeah,
I'm
they
just
have
saying
like,
those are the...
Right, the idea of it. Right, so you can study. So I hope this has been helpful. Like we kind of blazed through them, but I wanted to get through more than just a couple.
Sure.
I like a bunch of them. I think some of them I mix
the
together.
The year plan would be good, I think, for everybody.
I think so. I think that's...
Jump on that one.
I think it just depends on where you're at. If you're
right.
a new Christian, that might be a little rough. But, you know, I think that there's devotions and all the different ones. Just find something that
you
know
what
like.
Your learning style is. That's
right.
the key as well.
It's
so,
true. It's true.
Well, we hope you guys are enjoying this. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we got some news to share with you.
Sounds good.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We said before we left, and I first want to just say what a great study. I hope you guys find something really good to get involved in.
Yes,
read the
in.
Word, read the word. But, you know, we are actually going to be changing up the format here.
We are.
At Turn the Light On, and Cher is going to be she's stepping out and going to be doing some amazing things. God's opening all kinds of doors for her, but she's not leaving. She's just going to back down to one day a week. She's going to be hanging out with me, so we're going to move it back to Pastor Kevin and friends, and Cher's obviously one of my best friends, so she's going to be coming in on Mondays. But Cher, you know, I'm going to just hand you the mic for a second.
I you know, we just wanted to, we're excited. It's always hard to juggle the things that you love to do, but it's out of obedience as well that I just, it's very hard. I'm writing another book that I have multiple books in the queue, and I need to spend a little more time doing that. And there's some other doors that have opened that I need to have a little more time in my week to dedicate that to. And you know,
it's a lot of preparation to do a program like this.
I don't think people realize it, but I've loved it. It's been such a blessing. And like you said, I'm not going away, but when you see the format change or you're like, where is Cher? What happened to Cher? You know, one day a week I'll be on, we'll be doing exactly this or something similar what we've been doing.
Sure.
And I think this is going to be a really cool way to change up the program for you too, and apply some other creative things, and
we're
going to
be reaching out into the community and seeing what's going on in the body of Christ here in Brevard County. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, so you guys have a couple days out of the week that you're going to have some other formats that we're going to be using, and I'm sure that Kevin and I both would love to hear your feedback on those as we, you know, try different things and we do different things. But
testimony at ourlighthouse.net.
We've loved this, so you know. Thanks so much for all the time you've listened with me and spent time with me and Kevin as well. And so
she's just cutting back to one day a week, but we always like
we wanted to address that because we don't want people just to be like what happened, like all of a sudden everything just flipped. But it's just to give me some more time, so be praying for me. I have a lot going on, and I want to just do what the Lord like is asking me to do. And some really amazing doors have opened. So I'll keep you posted. There's some other things going on, some Zoom calls and a podcast that I'm going to be starting and some other things like that.
So you guys get ready. It's just growing. It's not.
It is. We're just
decreasing.
Expanding.
It's increasing.
We're expanding.
Exactly. So once again, we hope you guys enjoyed the program. We're so excited to be here with each and every one of you. We love you. We're for you. God bless you all.
Yes.
And have a great day.
Talk to you again.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.